WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where funding to run the federal government expired at midnight.
On this vote, the yeas are 55 and the nays are 45.
After the Senate failed again to pass a short-term Republican budget and a Democratic alternative, President Trump's take.
A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want, and they'd be Democrat things.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said there are currently no negotiations. The Department of Veterans Affairs says VA health care will not be affected, but volunteer worker and Army veteran Tracy Riley worries long-term services will be hurt.
I believe that we're going to have families thrown into even more harsh poverty levels than the military currently has.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns looks at other widespread effects.
In a shutdown, national parks and museums will have to close. Social Security and Veterans Services could be delayed. TSA agents and air traffic controllers will continue to work, but without pay. And a shutdown could have an impact on the economy, too. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that roughly 750,000 federal employees could be furloughed, costing $400 million per day.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told hundreds of generals and admirals called home from around the world that woke culture is out and new directives are in. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
He encouraged daily PT from the Joint Chiefs of Staff on down. Everybody has to get fit.
It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon.
There's going to be a highest male standard for combat forces in terms of physical fitness, combat field tests, and physical fitness tests.
The Associated Press reports at least 69 people have been killed in a powerful earthquake that hit a central Philippines province. A federal judge has ruled the Trump administration misused its power to target non-citizen pro-Palestinians for deportation. CBS's Jake Rosen reports.
A federal judge in Massachusetts ruled Tuesday that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and Secretary of State Marco Rubio violated the First Amendment by targeting pro-Palestinian students for deportation in order to strike fear into international students and curb lawful speech.
The Screen Actors Guild is responding to the introduction of Tilly Norwood, called Hollywood's first non-human actor developed by an AI company.
Let's get to know each other, and thanks for watching.
The Actors Union says the Norwood character was trained on the work of professional performers without permission or compensation. Norwood's creator hopes to launch more than 40 AI stars. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overhead here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and morning lows of the upper 50s. Wednesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs near 80 degrees in the afternoon. Warmer on Thursday with the added sunshine will be in the mid-80s.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talk to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, The Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Keep the faith, Wisconsin and beyond, and happy Tuesday afternoon. This is The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is about Americans across cities and rural areas and races and religious beliefs and, yeah, political persuasions, standing up for ourselves, standing up for each other, and reclaiming the America that we all deeply believe in, not the America of racism and xenophobia and lawlessness. We are not going to be bullied. We are not going to allow this regime to take away our freedoms, our rights, and endanger our lives. We are not going to do it. The resistance is here every weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. If you knew me from way back when, my first show ever on the radio was called Dawn of the Resistance, and we're keeping that spirit alive every day right here. We are going to get, we've got a bunch of sound from both Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth addressing 800 of our country's top generals, some of whom flew for days, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. We're going to hear what exactly was said. It was an abomination. But I want to start this afternoon with a decision today from a Reagan-appointed federal district court judge. This is in the free speech case when Donald Trump targeted pro-Palestinian students on visas for deportation. They sued and they brought a case and the judge decided it today. It was a bench trial. So this was a decision on the merits, full presentation of evidence. Everybody got to argue their sides. And this Reagan-appointed judge, his decision today, the way it starts and it ends, is absolutely mind-blowing. He spares not a word. And I'm going to share some of that with you. There's no audio because federal court judges don't do that. There's no recording equipment in federal courts. But before we get to that, we do have some fun business to attend to. If you've been playing along with us, it is Civic Media's multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest right now. We give away daily prizes of either $200 or gold jewelry, and we're going to give away a grand prize of two indoor club-level tickets to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game and a gas card to get you there and back. If you want to play today, you got to download the Civic Media app and text in this word right now before 6 o'clock. Got to get your word in via the app, PUNT, P-U-N-T, P-U-N-T, PUNT is the word. Good luck to everybody. Let me share what this judge has said today. He has ruled that the targeting of pro-Palestinian student protesters and activism was illegal. And the judge called the crackdown a, quote, truly scandalous and unconstitutional suppression of free speech. This is U.S. District Judge, William Young in Boston. He went on to say that the State Department and Donald Trump sought to target non-citizens for speaking out with the, quote, goal of tamping down pro-Palestinian student protests and terrorizing similarly situated students. Young decried the administration's conduct in striking terms, as is according to reporting by the Washington Post, quoting President Ronald Reagan's declaration that freedom must be fought and defended constantly by each generation. And he called the case, this is Judge Young writing today, perhaps the most important ever to fall within the jurisdiction of this district court. The bench trial, again, decided by a judge, not a jury, sought to answer the question of whether non-citizens in the United States have the same rights to freedom of speech as citizens. Quote, this is from the judge today. The analysts relied heavily on thousands of profiles generated by Canary Mission, an opaque pro-Israel group that said it documents individuals who promote hatred of the USA, Israel, and Jews. He basically decimates the use of that data by Homeland Security to target these students. It's really incredible. HSI officials during the trial testified that they had never been asked before, ever, to compile reports on student protesters or to conduct arrests of non-citizens. But here are the parts that I want to share with you in particular. The front page of this federal court opinion has an image of a postcard sent to the judge and received on June 19th of this year. I'm not kidding. I've never seen this. This is first of its kind that I'm aware of ever from a federal court anywhere in the history of the United States. He pasted an image of this postcard sent to him that said this, ostensibly directed at Judge Young, a Reagan appointee. Trump has pardons and tanks. What do you have? And Judge Young responded before even the heading of his decision. Here's what he said. Dear Mr. or Miss Anonymous, alone, I have nothing but my sense of duty. Together, we the people of the United States, you and me, have our magnificent Constitution. Here's how that works out in a specific case. And at the end of Judge Young's opinion, after his signature, he again addresses the coward who wrote an anonymous, threatening postcard to Judge Young. He writes this, I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for writing. It shows you care. You should. Sincerely and respectfully, Bill Young. P.S. The next time you're in Boston, parentheses, the postmark on your card is from the Philadelphia area, close paren, stop in at the courthouse and watch your fellow citizens sitting as jurors. Reach out for justice. It is here. And in courthouses just like this one, both state and federal, spread throughout our land, that our Constitution is most vibrantly alive. For it is well said that where a jury sits, there burns the lamp of liberty. This is the moment that we are in. The threats to the judiciary, fomented, encouraged by Donald Trump, who has been doing this for the last decade. And I want to read another portion of this decision, and then we are going to turn to the abomination of speeches before our nation's top military leaders today. And folks, if you're going to want to talk about that, if you are a veteran, if you currently serve and you want to anonymously comment on the speeches before our nation's top military leaders this morning, please do get on the line. We will queue up your calls and your text messages, 855-752-4842. But what Judge Young wrote today, and what is an absolutely scathing rebuke of the Trump administration, again, a Reagan-appointed judge, is so important for all of us to understand. His opinion is 161 pages long. If you want to know about the merits of the case, you want to know how the federal government didn't do its own investigation. It just relied on this outside group to decide who's bad and who gets deported and who doesn't. It's in the 161 pages. But I want to read you the very end. Here's what he says in the substantive conclusion of his opinion. No order entered by this court shall materially interfere with the defendant public officials and their agents' ability properly to enforce the laws passed by Congress. To this delicate task, the court will turn in the remedy phase. And then he quotes Ronald Reagan, who appointed him. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. The judge writes, I first heard these words of President Reagan's back in 2007 when my son quoted them in the Law Day celebration speech at the Norfolk Superior Court. I was deeply moved and hold these words before me as I discharge my judicial duties. As I've read and reread the record in this case, listened widely and reflected extensively, I've come to believe that President Trump truly understands and appreciates the full import of President Reagan's inspiring message. Yet I fear he has drawn from it a darker, more cynical message. I fear President Trump believes the American people are so divided today that they will not stand up, fight for, and defend our most precious constitutional values so long as they are lulled into thinking that their own personal interests are not affected. Is he correct? The judge asks all of us. I've been a lawyer for a long time, over 20 years. I've clerked for a federal judge that was twice appointed by President Reagan, and I have never read or seen anything this explicit, written by a federal court judge, calling on us as Americans, those who may be lulled by why we think our personal interests that are our side may be winning in this moment, such a direct and clarion call to the American people to wake up, to realize that our freedoms, our very, very core values are at risk right now. He asks us, Judge Young, a Reagan-appointed judge, asks us, each and every one of us, if we are willing to stand up in this moment and defend our most fundamental constitutional freedoms. In that case, the right to free speech. In others, the right to due process. But in general, that ours is a country of laws and that no man, no administration is above the law. When we come back, we'll test those very questions when it comes to whether or not our military should face off against its citizens to serve one man. Stay with me, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matt Nair. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the midst of Go for the Green and Gold, our multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media. I love doing this stuff. It's so much fun, even if the Packers tied on Sunday. Every day we give away a daily prize of either $200 or some gold jewelry, and we've got one amazing grand prize that we hope you get your hot hands on. It is 2 club-level indoor tickets for Green Bay, Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game, so plenty of time to drive from wherever you are to the game, have some fun, and get back. And don't worry, we're giving you a gas card too to get you there and back. Total value of over $1,500. You want to get in on the action? Download the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And then text in this word right now. Got to get in the word before 6 p.m. It is PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT. Good luck, everybody, in our multi-state text to win contest. Full contesting rules, of course, available at civicmedia.us. I got up in time to listen to Pete Hegseth's speech to 800 of our most senior, most experienced military generals this morning. And to put it mildly, it was an abomination. I did not serve in the armed services. people in my family have, many of my friends have. And I've talked to a few of them today. And even the most conservative amongst them found what Secretary Hegseth and then President Trump had to say to be pretty gross. Few of them used other language, which is not permitted on these airwaves. So we're going to play you some of what occurred. I want to hear from you. If you are a vet or if you are current military, we want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. If you are current military, we will not use your real name because we don't want you to get in trouble. But we do want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's start with cut 38 there, Jacob.
We will not lose warfighters because we failed to train or equip them or resource them. Shame on us if we do. Train like your warriors' lives depend on it, because they do. To that point, basic training is being restored to what it should be. Scary, tough, and disciplined. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits, ensuring that future warfighters are forged. Yes, they can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits. This does not mean they can be reckless or violate the law, but they can use tried and true methods to motivate new recruits, to make them the warriors they need to be. Back to basics at basic as well.
Let's be clear here. Pete Hegseth is not talking to generals. He's talking to the MAGA base. That's what this is about. He goes on, he starts talking about, like, no more beards. You got to have the hair grooming. Talking about grooming standards. There's an office for that within each branch and on base. It is not, this is not the business of the Secretary of Defense. That is a very high strategic level position, but he wasn't done there. No more fat troops, just ask Secretary Hegseth.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member—
I don't know if you guys are hearing a little buzz, but yeah, he goes on about this for a while. The Secretary of Defense does not need to have 800 of our military's top generals fly thousands of miles, spend millions of dollars, bring their staffs to sit in an auditorium to listen to this guy who is a Fox TV host talk about PT standards. What a galactic embarrassment. By the way, he's like striding around the stage and gesturing. Let's listen to a little bit more from our Secretary of War. I love how he talked about himself in the third person, too. If the Secretary of War can do hard PT, sir, that great bully for you. I'm so glad you can knock out some push-ups. I wish you were actually qualified. I wish you could do more than PT. Secretary Hegseth. Next cut, let's take 30.
My approach has been simple. When in doubt, assess the situation, follow your gut, and if it's the best for the military, make a change. We all serve at the pleasure of the president every single day. But in many ways, not their fault.
You can wrap it. Just go with your gut. Forget, you know, those rules of engagement, the Geneva Convention, everything you learned at West Point or any of our other premier military. Just go with your gut, because that's what I, Pete Hegseth, PT champion extraordinaire, that's what I do. That's what the president does. We just come from the hip. What is that? What is... And in my opinion, the worst part of the speech I've got for you next, then we're going to listen to the president saying, basically, we're declaring war on cities. So all that's coming up. Stay with us, everybody. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We continue on the other side. Keep it locked.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
CBS News special report. The government shutdown is underway after funding expired just after midnight. Extending health tax credits is the line in the sand for Democrats. President Trump says,
no country can afford to pay for illegal immigration health care for everybody that comes into the country, and that's what they're insisting. And obviously I have an obligation to not accept that. That would affect everybody.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer pushed back on that.
They know damn well that the law is that no Medicare, Medicaid, or ACA funds can go to undocumented immigrants.
CBS's Torian Small says Senate Republican leaders would have to move more Democrats into the I column to get their budget passed.
No side at this point is willing to budge. Democrats are pretty dug in. It's likely that we're in for a long government shutdown, at least through the rest of this week.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said no talks were underway as of late last night. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vandervelden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overhead here in the overnight, light southeast winds and morning lows of the upper 50s. Wednesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs near 80 degrees in the afternoon. Warmer on Thursday with the added sunshine will be in the mid-80s.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Oh, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, the countdown to the shutdown continues. Yeah, the government's going to be shutting down today. No doubt about it. If we've got time, I'm going to get there. I just want to make this one comment. The big demand from Democrats is that the ACA subsidies, which helps make healthcare affordable for millions of Americans, was stripped out from our budget in the big brutal bill. Okay. And it's going to cost, again, millions of Americans their health insurance. It's projected that over 270,000 Wisconsinites will end up losing insurance because of the big brutal bill. We're going to also pay $1.3 billion more for Medicaid in this state because of the big brutal bill. And the Republicans keep talking about $1.5 trillion. That's a lie. That's not what Democrats are demanding. What they're asking for is a paltry, just to check here, checks notes, $335 billion. To restore, that's according to the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, that is to restore the Obamacare subsidies, the ACA subsidies, so people can afford, you know, health insurance, kind of important. And if they don't restore the subsidies, 2.2 million people are going to lose their health insurance. Okay. And this in turn will increase health insurance premiums for everybody. Some estimate the 4 to 5% range. That's what Democrats are asking for. Here's the rub here, though, folks. As Donald Trump trashes our Constitution and tells 800 of our nation's highest military generals today that he wants to unleash our armed forces on citizens and treat cities like training grounds. If Democrats actually get their way and Republicans cave on this demand, it's going to actually help Donald Trump. And he'll end up claiming credit for it. Oh, I put the money back for the subsidies. Thank me for your health care. This is the problem that Democrats get into. You don't ask for enough, in my opinion. But I want to get back to the speech that Pete Hegseth gave this morning. He gathered 800 of our nation's highest generals to lecture them about PT standards and grooming and being war fighters. Any one of those generals, any one of them, pick one, has exponentially more experience on all of those matters than Pete Hegseth. He was like a drill sergeant yelling at our generals. It was a stump speech. The Secretary of Defense is supposed to be concerned with the highest levels of strategy and national security. He's talking about who gets to have beards. There were literally the word China didn't come out of his mouth. Russia, I don't think came out of his mouth. Nothing on actual military strategy or national security, and nothing, not a word in the entire speech by Secretary Hegseth or the President of the United States about character. And every single person that has either served in the military, family or friend that I spoke to today, and some of them attended our nation's finest military academies, said it is character and integrity that are the most important things that are drilled into your head as a member of our armed services. Not a word about it. But beards, whether there's fat generals in the Pentagon, PT standards, that's what Secretary Hegseth was concerned about. We're going to get to the president's comments in just a moment. Brian on the text line for Madison said he was in the Air Force. They had AFR 3510, and it dictated to the minutest detail all elements of professional dress and appearance. Nobody needs Pete Hegseth telling them what the rules are about that. But I wanted to take one last sound from Mr. Hegseth this morning because it's a little scary. Take a listen.
We are overhauling an inspector general process, the IG, that has been weaponized, putting complainers, ideologues, and poor performers in the driver's seat. We're doing the same with the equal opportunity and military equal opportunity policies, the EO and MEO at our department. No more frivolous complaints. No more anonymous complaints, no more repeat complainants, no more smearing reputations, no more endless waiting, no more legal limbo, no more sidetracking careers, no more walking on eggshells.
The Defense Department figures from late 2024 estimate that there were approximately 35,900 cases of in 2021 and over 29,000 cases of assaults, sexual assaults in the military. It is at epidemic levels. So harassment has been terrible. The military has been trying to address this. I know what we should do is vilify the accusers. That'll make the military safe for extraordinary men and women. Many experts consider those estimates to be 2 to 4 times higher. In other words, the actual levels are 2 to 4 times higher than that. Okay, Pete. By the way, just want to make one thing clear, because Pete Hegseth lied about it repeatedly today on the stage in front of 800 generals. I can only imagine what was going on in their heads. Combat standards are the same for men and women. If you are in a combat forward position, same PT standards, same combat standards. Just saying. Secretary of Defense lied about that today repeatedly. Okay. Let us now talk about what the president had to say. Let's start with this. Nothing like dear leader telling all of your military generals, you better stand up and applaud. Take a listen to this.
Never walked into a room so silent before. This is very, don't laugh. Don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future.
Gross. By the way, he was 26 minutes late, didn't listen to Secretary Hegseth's speech. Also, by the way, he was never planned to speak. This was supposed to be the Pete Show, you know, like the Fox Saturday morning show that he co-anchored for a while. It was supposed to be the Pete Show, but the president, if you're gathering 800 generals, trust me, dear leader, showing up, going to demand some applause. This became a partisan diatribe, and let's be clear here, it has always been the case that our military is supposed to be apolitical and nonpartisan, but not under dear leader. Cut 42.
They did not treat you with respect. They're Democrats. They never do.
Liar. Let's listen to cut 35.
when we go with the word war. And, you know, we want war because we want to have no wars. But you have to be there. And, you know, sometimes you have to do it. I have settled so many wars since we're here. We're here almost 9 months, and I've settled seven. And yesterday we might have settled the biggest of them all, although I don't know. Pakistan, India was very big.
Don't forget Azerbaijan.
I settled that. But yesterday could be the settlement in the Middle East. That hasn't happened for 3,000 years. I said, how long have you been fighting? 3,000 years, sir. That's a long time. But we got it, I think, settled. We'll see. Hamas has to agree.
Yes, Mr. President, that's how peace negotiations go. Both sides have to agree. But don't worry, he got back to making it all about partisanship. Interesting, again, talking about 800 of our nation's top military generals, some that traveled thousands and thousands of miles, traveled for more than a day. I've settled all these wars. We make war to end war. Listen to this about how blue is going to disappear. More partisanship from the president. Take a listen. Cut 31.
We did great. We've got the highest numbers ever received in terms of districts. You know, they have it broken up. 2,500 versus 525. We won every swing state. We won the popular vote. We won everything. We won everything. You have to take a look at the map. It's almost entirely red, except there's a little blue line on each coast, and I think that's going to disappear, too. We did really great, and part of it is because of our success with the military, the rebuilding of the military, the vote that I got from the military, and they're vicious people, you know, that we have to fight, just like you have to fight vicious people. Mine are different, a different kind of vicious, but they spread all these horrible, you know, they made up statements and said what I said about everything, but even about the military.
Even about the military. What is going on? He's talking, the entire speech was basically about himself. Again, China, Ukraine, Gaza, actual national security vision. I'm so glad that the president eventually outlined the Trump 12-point approach to secure our nation's safety in the coming decades, facing an ever more sophisticated enemy, especially the enemy's potential to use both artificial intelligence, troll farms, and bots to misinform and divide the American population. I'm so glad that he laid out his 12-point plan. It was very Wilsonian. No, wait, no, just kidding, folks. That definitely did not happen. Do we have time for invasion from within, Jacob? And then, of course, he got to the part that is most disturbing about the enemy from within, which is a Trumpian theme. Take a listen, 33.
While America is under invasion from within, we're under invasion from within. No different than a foreign enemy, but more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. At least when they're wearing a uniform, you can take them out. These people don't have uniforms. But we are under invasion from within. We're stopping it very quickly.
And the shortcut of, let's just use our cities as training grounds.
And I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. As president, I will never hesitate to defend our people from threats of violence, from the horrible plague that's taking place from within.
The enemy from within. If you disagree with this president, maybe the military comes for you because you're the enemy from within. Wow. We're going to conclude this discussion. We're going to talk a little bit about the shutdown on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Busy news day. We've got it covered here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Join us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Gotta get some smooth tunes to calm us all down. Not for long, though. I'll be playing more of Donald Trump addressing our nation's top 800 generals in just a moment. But first, it is your last shot this hour to get in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Grab your Civic Media app. Text in this word. You'll be entered to win a daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry, and you'll be entered to win our grand prize, 2 tickets, club-level indoor seats to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game. We'll even throw in a gas card to get you there and back. A $1,500 plus of value to you, courtesy of Civic Media. Again, got to text it in via the app. You can get the app free wherever you get your apps. From the word to get entered to win this hour is punt, P-U-N-T, punt. Good luck to everybody. Full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Jim from Appleton texting in on the text line saying this: when officers and gentlemen start taking early retirement, our military will be full of Proud Boys and other untrainable toy soldiers. sad, and I hope that does not come to pass. Gary from Madison saying Trump is a nut job. Dana from La Crosse on the text line saying he was claiming up to 8 wars he had solved just the other day. Trump, of course, going on for quite a bit before, again, our nation's top 800 generals. And here's the piece that really freaked people out. Again, this is Donald Trump saying we should use our cities as training grounds for our military. Take a listen to this.
And then I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military.
Yeah, no, no, no. And again, more about the enemy and the invasion from within.
While America is under invasion from within, we're under invasion from within.
No.
No different.
No. Mm-mm. You're not. It's just people that disagree with you. Americans, patriots of good faith, who believe you're a lawless wannabe tin pot dictator. We're supposed to be able to stand on the street and say that. And then this. Take a listen.
In our inner cities, which we're going to be talking about, because it's a big part of war now. It's a big part of war. But the firemen go up in ladders, and you have people shooting at them while they're up in ladders. I don't even know if anybody heard that. And I said, don't talk about it much, but I think you have to. Our firemen are incredible. They're up in one of these ladders that goes way up.
And it goes on and on and on. Our military is not to be used for civilian law enforcement. It's the Posse Comitatus Act. I don't think our president knows much about our Constitution, and I think he cares even less. And the disrespect showed this morning to our generals, our nation's highest military leadership, the rambling, nearly incoherent nature of his speech, the complete self-obsession of our president, the failure of either the defense secretary or our president to talk about character, integrity, duty, or to lay out any coherent national security policy or guiding principles. What a waste of time and taxpayer money. Millions and millions of dollars to get these folks here to listen to that. By the way, the president was 26 minutes late. You know what folks in the military really like? It's when you're late. Okay. As we hurtle towards a shutdown, Jacob and I just thought it would be important for all of you to be reminded who is responsible for shutdowns. Take a listen.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Oh, yes. You should start firing from the top. The president is responsible. Maybe Mike Johnson needs to listen to that clip because this is what he had to say.
And very importantly, health care. They want to talk about health care. If they don't fund the government, guess what does stop? The WIC program, that's Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, won't be funded. We won't have FEMA funded, right? We've got hurricanes, hurricane season. We've got two off the coast of the United States right now. FEMA services not funded. Telemedicine, mental health services, all these things that the American people need and they won't be able to access if the Democrats go through with this. So I certainly pray they don't. They have another chance because Leader Thune's going to put the House bill on the Senate floor again tomorrow and probably again on Wednesday. And we'll see if Chuck Schumer goes along with this.
Is anyone else screaming at their radio? You mean the programs that you just cut, Mike Johnson, to give more tax breaks to billionaires and mega corporations? Don't the Women, Infants, and Children program. Don't talk to me about feeding America when you just gutted that program. Don't talk to me about feeding kids when you won't give students free lunches. Don't talk to me about healthcare when you just passed the biggest cut to Medicare and Medicaid ever, Mike Johnson, you hypocrite. Whew. We're going to have to leave it there for today. I'm going to go tamp my hair down because it's smoldering at the moment. Thanks for being with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where much of the federal government is shutting down. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said late last night no budget negotiations were underway between his party and Democrats.
There literally is nothing to negotiate. They're bringing in extraneous issues that don't have anything to do at all with keeping the government open. And we've said, you do your first job, keep the government open, and then we'll talk about the rest of it.
Health care is the sticking point for the Democrats. Representative Suzanne Delbene of Washington State says they need a deal to extend expiring health care tax credits.
Health care is critical across the country. People want to make sure that there's affordable, quality health care. Republicans are ignoring that.
Correspondent Jesse Mitchell says government employees are first to be directly affected.
A shutdown could lead to the furlough and firing of a large number of federal workers. There are some deemed essential that will still work unpaid, such as active duty U.S. military service.